for 2 months. I think we played Michigan State, what was it, October 31st, and I wore it pretty much from then until middle of January, so however long that was.
How'd you sleep?
Just tried my best, and I don't know. It was kind of a pain in the neck trying to sleep, but I'd wake up in the middle of the night and take it off and throw it against the wall, and then, you know, realize I took it off and get out of bed and put it back on. So,
do you have to wear a neck brace or neck roll or anything this year?
Nah, I'm not wearing anything right now. Maybe when I kind of wanted to see how it felt without it, and maybe once the game starts and do some scrimmaging, I'll put something on.
How frustrating you had just, it seemed like you were really starting to make an impact, and then that happens after you waited to start. I mean, how frustrating was that?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating, you know, sitting out the last four games of the regular season and missing the bowl game. You know, it was hard because, you know, Tarp was injured too, and there's a lot of young guys out there trying to, you know, do as best they could, and they were kind of thrown in some tough situations because they hadn't played this position before, and I just really wish I could have been out there helping out, but I'm glad I got diagnosed, and I think the training staff and everyone for realizing that I was actually injured pretty good and getting me out of there.
How the practice has gone for you so far since you got a chance to be back out there again?
Well, a little rusty. We've only had two padded practices, but you know, it's just like any other spring and just trying to get in the swing of things and getting back, and you know, we'll start to get better from here on out.
What did you take away from that time that you were away? It's like, is there anything that maybe you picked up in the game that at those last
positions? I don't know. It just sucks being on the outside looking in, but you know, it made me realize how much I love this team and how much I want to play football.
Did you ever hurt an injury like your neck or anything before, or was this something totally new?
No, this is something totally new. I mean, I never had any problems with my neck, and I don't know. It's just something that happened, and it's unfortunate, but I'm glad to be back and able to play again.
So did you have to feel when you first got back to practice?
It felt great. I was glad to be out there flying around and stuff, and I don't know. It just, I don't know, I feel like I can bring some energy to defense again, and you know, I was glad to be out there practicing.
You know, this wasn't any one play, you don't think. Was it, you think it was just a build-up where you just gave out?
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I think it was probably a specific play, whether it was a play against Michigan or some other game. I don't really know. But, you know, when you're out there on the field, you got some adrenaline going, and you're not really, you know, been taught your whole life to just, you know, tough it out and, you know, play through the pain. And it's kind of just what I did. Something Pat Anger always said, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. And I don't know if maybe I was letting that get to my head a little bit too much, but, you know, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just trying to play football.
Is that something now you have to, like, learn more about? Or, you know, if you are feeling pain, you have to shut it down as opposed to before, suck it up and move?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of different with your neck than it is with something else. I mean, from now on, if I have pain in my neck, I'll definitely go get it checked out. But, it's, you know, you always have pain playing football, and it's just something you got to deal with when you're playing. And, you know, you can let little things like a finger or an elbow or something slide, whereas, you know, if it's your neck, maybe you should go get it checked out.